Hello and welcome to a brand new series of the Zero to Finals podcast. We're going to be starting topics on obstetrics and gynecology, and we're going to be starting with a series on the female reproductive system. I hope you like the new jingle to introduce the obstetrics and gynecology podcasts. It was created by Harry Watchman and replaces the old jingle, which was for the pediatric podcasts. I'm your host. My name is Tom, and I'm the creator of Zero to Finals and the author of the Zero to Finals books. In this first episode, we're going to be going through the female sex hormones and the physiology relating to the control of the female sex hormones and the menstrual cycle. We'll build on this knowledge in future episodes where we'll be talking about puberty, the menstrual cycle, ovulation, conception, and pregnancy. So it's worth having a good foundation to understand which female sex hormones are important and how they work. If you want to find written notes on this topic, you can find them, as always, at zerotofinals.com/obgyn/hormones or in the Zero to Finals Obstetrics and Gynecology book. So let's jump straight into this first topic on the female sex hormones. The female sex hormones are the basis of the menstrual cycle, conception, pregnancy, contraception, menopause, and hormone replacement therapy. It's worth spending time becoming familiar and comfortable with these hormones, as this will make learning everything else in obstetrics and gynecology much more smooth. Let's start with the hypothalamic pituitary gonadal axis. The hypothalamus releases gonadotropin-releasing hormone, or GnRH. GnRH stimulates the anterior pituitary gland to produce luteinizing hormone, or LH, and follicle-stimulating hormone, or FSH. LH and FSH stimulate the development of follicles in the ovaries. The theca granulosa cells around the follicles secrete estrogen. Estrogen has a negative feedback effect on the hypothalamus and the anterior pituitary to suppress the release of GnRH, LH, and FSH. Let's talk in more detail about estrogen. Estrogen is a steroid sex hormone produced by the ovaries in response to LH and FSH. The most prevalent and active version is 17-beta-estradiol. It acts on tissues with estrogen receptors to promote female secondary sexual characteristics. It stimulates breast tissue development, growth and development of the female sex organs, which are the vulva, vagina, and uterus at puberty, blood vessel development in the uterus, and the development of the endometrium. Next, let's talk about progesterone. Progesterone is a steroid sex hormone produced by the corpus luteum after ovulation. When pregnancy occurs, progesterone is produced mainly by the placenta from 10 weeks of gestation onwards. Progesterone acts on tissues that have previously been stimulated by estrogen, and progesterone acts to thicken and maintain the endometrium, thicken the cervical mucus, and increase the body temperature. A Tom tip for you, it's worth remembering the effects of estrogen and progesterone on the tissues. This will make it more easy to remember the effects of the different contraceptive pills and hormone replacement therapy when we start talking about treatments later. So thanks for listening to this episode on the female sex hormones. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing this podcast. If you find the podcast helpful and you want written notes on this topic and all the other topics, head over to Amazon and pick up a copy of the Zero to Finals books. You can find full audiobook versions of all the Zero to Finals books on Audible, including the obstetrics and gynecology book, so that you can download all the topics at once and take them wherever you go and listen to the book from cover to cover or to individual chapters, whatever suits your revision at the time. You can also find notes, videos, illustrations, and questions completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in for the next episode where we'll move on to talking about female puberty.